Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we'd love to hear from you on this edition. The number is 800-844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open right now, and you can dial straight into the studio and speak directly with us and pose your question or your particular need. If you have something you're struggling with, good opportunity to talk about it right now at Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I was doing a little research on the internet, and you know how one thing leads to another.
Oh, I do.
It always happens, doesn't it? We can never stay just on one single topic. But I saw something that was interesting. The most popular verse downloaded through the YouVersion Bible app in 2019 was Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Yeah. Be anxious for nothing but in all things through.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, that's right. Through prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God, and the peace of God will that passes all understanding will quieten your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So that was the most popular verse downloaded or referenced in 2019. Hmm. So I thought, well, what was the most popular verse in 2020? And what do you think it might be?
Lord, let this end.
That could be it. That could be it indeed. But it was actually Isaiah 41:10, and it says this, fear not. Certainly a lot of fear all around the world last year with the coronavirus. That fear continues into 2021, and I think it could be even more intensified right now with the number of cases, the number of deaths, and deaths that have that are occurring and everything that is happening around that. So fear is there. It's real. So here's this verse, fear not, for I am with you. So what alleviates fear in the human heart? Well, it's the presence of God. Well, and that's why this gospel message is so vitally important for us to understand. How is God with us? Well, God is with us in the person of Jesus Christ. When we receive the gospel, when we believe the good news concerning Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection, something happens to us. I mean, we're not just believing a set of facts. We're not just believing a doctrinal statement. We're believing truth. Jesus was a real person. He was flesh and blood. He offered that body of his as a sacrifice to take away our sins once and for all. He was raised from the dead on that third day. He ascended to the right hand of God the Father. And in believing that message, he does something to us. He takes us who were dead in trespasses and sins and makes us alive together with him. He raises us up so we can walk in the newness of life. And then he gives his Spirit to take up residence in us. He gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit. So Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, said this, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Right. So throughout the New Testament, we see the fulfillment of what the prophet Isaiah is saying. So back then, God was with them, certainly externally. He made his presence known in the tabernacle. He made his presence known in the temple and the Holy of Holies. But now he makes his presence known in us. He lives in us, so we can go through whatever life throws at us with confidence. We don't have to live in fear. Why? Because we have the God of this universe with us, in us, comforting us every step of the way. And certainly God, who lives in us, is bigger than any problem that we will ever face.
Yes.
So this was a powerful verse, and I think a powerful look into what people are really going through in life. We think of all of these big things that people experience, and, you know, we want to be relevant with them. But when you really lift up the curtain and see what's going on inside, it's fear.
Yeah.
Fear
yeah.
is what's happening in the hearts of people all over the world. They want to get rid of that fear. They want to live in confidence. They want to have a sense of assurance. And it's only going to come when they know that God, the maker of all things, is with them in love and power and presence in every way imaginable. Yeah. And that's true through the gospel of Jesus Christ. To anyone who has received him, he has come to live inside of them, and they can go through life without fear because the presence of God is with them.
Great reminder, Bob. Thank you for that as we get this edition of Basic Gospel underway. Friends, thank you for being with us today. Again, we have plenty of open lines, 844-322-2742, and we'd love to hear from you right now. Again, 844-322-2742. And friends, here at Basic Gospel, our purpose is to help our listeners hear, believe, and live every day in the grace and life of the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. And that purpose could not be fulfilled without your ongoing support. People throughout North America and in many countries around the world have heard the gospel of grace through Basic Gospel, and we say thank you for supporting this message that made that happen. And when you make your gift today or soon, hopefully, be sure to request Bob Christopher's newest CD series. It's called Advance. It's a series that will help you, give you the tools that you need to advance in the gospel, to grow in grace and in your knowledge of Jesus Christ. You'll be encouraged as well as to know that God is working through you and your circumstances to advance the gospel in the world today. So please help Basic Gospel advance this gospel message, the gospel of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ, by making your gift today at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. And we're certainly asking people to partner with us in the gospel. That first chapter of Philippians that letter that Paul wrote, he was thanking God that the Philippians had partnered with him in the gospel, in advancing the gospel around the world.
Yeah.
And we're certainly asking you to partner with us. The world needs to hear the good news concerning Jesus. The world needs to know that Christ died for their sins according to scriptures, that he was buried, and on the third day he was raised back to life. That's the message that contains the power unto salvation. We are filling the airwaves with all kinds of messages, but messages that were without power. The gospel has the power unto salvation. It can cut through to a person's deepest and innermost being and bring life to them in such a wonderful, wonderful way. So let's partner together through Basic Gospel, and let's get this good news out to as many people as possible.
Once again, make your contribution to that end at basicgospel.net. Just click donate right there on the homepage, basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines and talk to Ron, listening to us in Garden Grove, California. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? Good talking to you again. How's everything out there?
We're doing well. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to call in and give you a plug on that Hear It, Believe It, and Live It. That's such a great resource, devotional, and we appreciate it over here in our family for that. And I'm glad you sent that out to us.
Well, you were welcome, Ron. It was our pleasure. That was just a joy to put together, to write, to take a fresh look at all those passages about Jesus Christ, and to write some hopefully encouraging words on each of those passages and put it in book form and send it out. So that was a real joy for us to do, and glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, my mother's living with me now. She's going to turn 96 in March, and we both go through it day to day, and it's been a wonderful blessing. You know, she's dancing around her chair now because of that. So.
Oh, wonderful. That's great to hear.
Yeah,
I come up with a passage here, in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 24. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. So we've passed from death into life. We can never pass from life into death again, right? So the people who are against saved once, always saved, they can't use this. Proves right there that we cannot lose our salvation, right?
That's exactly right. And the whole reason for it is the fact that Christ died in our place, that he stood in our shoes and took the punishment that we justly deserved at the cross 2,000 years ago. So when we believe the message concerning Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection, this is what happens to us. We cross over from death to life. And so we came into this world under the judgment of God, under the condemnation of God. We pass out of that. We're released from that.
Right.
Why? Because the condemnation that we justly deserved went upon Jesus, and there's no more condemnation for us.
Exactly. Right.
So this is, as you said, a beautiful, powerful verse about the assurance that we do have in Christ Jesus because of his finished work on the cross.
Yes, and when you know, like me, when I finally realized in my assurance and knowing that my salvation was secure, there's so many passages that just come out and just snap at me that says that, you know, and there's nothing I see that says anything otherwise. And it's just so sad that the people who don't believe that, I mean, they're laboring and they're in bondage, you know, wondering, well, am I saved, you know, day by day by day? That's no way to live, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And just as we talked about at the top of the hour, you know, when you lift up the curtain as far as people's lives are concerned, what's really going on deep inside? And for many, many human beings, it's fear. Fear of tomorrow, fear of what may happen to them today, fear of all sorts of things. And really, most of that fear stems from not being sure of what God thinks about them, of what God has said about them. So when somebody comes to Christ and receives the gospel and understands the love of God, they start to see that love of God casting out the fear that's deep within them.
That's right. And there, we're just set free. I mean, we get on our wings like eagles, and we take off.
That's
great.
That's exactly right.
Okay, Bob. Well, yeah, you two have a good one out there. Good talking to you again, and we'll call in again. And take care, and love the ministry. And
hey,
we'll
thank you, Ron. We appreciate it. Always good to hear from you, my friend.
Thanks, Ron.
Talk to you soon. Thank
All right.
you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
844-322-2742, a line open for you, 844-322-2742. And we had several calls that came in off hours, and let's listen to one of those calls right now.
Yes, indeed.
Now.
Let's do.
I'm studying Jacob and Esau in a Bible study, and I'm finding out that God loved Jacob but hated Esau. And I know hate means just second place, not necessarily hating, but he preferred Jacob for the blessing. The question is, though, I think Calvinists would say that Esau was rejected for the blessing and salvation. And it says, though, in Hebrews chapter 12, I believe, that Esau was rejected by God. And just wanted to get your comment on that. So I take it that you would probably believe that Esau didn't go into heaven because he despised the blessing and rejected God. He wanted the blessing, but didn't seek it by repentance. So give me your answer. Are you guys Calvinists or non-Calvinists? Thank you.
Well, that's a great question, and we're certainly not Calvinists. I mean, we don't really adhere to those labels. When you look at the story of Jacob and Esau, you understand that they were twins. Esau came out of the womb first, and then Jacob. But God had predetermined that Jacob would be the one that would carry the blessing forward. So there was a blessing that God gave to Abraham, that he was going to have an heir, a son, and that through this son the world would be blessed. Well, that promise went to Isaac, and then from Isaac it went to Jacob, and then from Jacob it went all the way down through David, all the way to Jesus. So this blessing that God gave to Abraham was really about Jesus Christ. And so he just predetermined how that was going to come to be, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So that was the decision he made. And so it looked like a decision of preference, that he liked Jacob better than he did Esau. No, that's just what he decided. That's what he predetermined. And that's exactly how Paul couches it in Romans chapter 9. He says, the older will serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob I love, but Esau I hated. So this promise was going to go through Jacob. That was God's decision. So Jacob I loved, Esau I hated, is in the context of God's decision to send this promise forward through Jacob instead of Esau. Now, Esau was the rightful one as far as the customs of the day. It was always the firstborn that got a double blessing. But here God was saying, no, this is going to go to Esau. Now, in the course of their life, Esau was not one to pay attention to those sort of things until after it was taken from him. And so once it had been taken from him, he started to think, whoa, Nelly, what happened? I need this changed. And so he went to try to get Isaac to change his mind. And so he wanted Isaac to repent. He wanted Isaac to be the one to change and to take the blessing away from Jacob and give it to Esau. Esau thinking that he would be the rightful heir, the rightful one to receive it. But Isaac said, no, I've already given it, and it's not going to change. And that flowed into the decision that God had already made, that Jacob was going to be the one to carry the blessing forward. Now, what does that mean to you and me? Well, it means simply this, that Jesus came into the world and that anyone who receives him receives the blessing that God promised way back to Abraham. Well, what is that blessing? Well, Paul talks about it in Galatians, that anyone who receives Jesus, whether Jew or Gentile, is going to be saved and is going to receive the gift of God's Spirit. So what has God predetermined? That both Jew and Gentile, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, will be saved.
Right.
That's what he's predetermined. And that's what he talks about in all of these passages concerning predestination and election. That God made a choice. What was that choice? That the blessing would flow through Jesus. He's the seed, the promised one, and that anyone who receives him will be saved. Now, to the Jew, for a Gentile to be saved in the same way and to receive the same blessing was unthinkable. But as God worked it through the apostles after Jesus ascended into heaven, and he sent Peter to tell the story of Jesus to Cornelius and his household, a Gentile household. Boy, Peter had to fight against all of the Jewish traditions. Yeah. Being in Cornelius's household was against Jewish law. He was defiling himself. But at that moment, Peter was operating by a higher law, the law of love, the law of liberty in Christ Jesus. So he freely told Cornelius and his household about Jesus, and the gift of God's Spirit was poured out on them in exactly the same way it was poured out on the Jews. So now Jew and Gentile could be one man, one body in Christ. The walls of hostility torn down, the hostility within the heart removed by the powerful love of God. And this body of Christ today is made up of Jew and Gentile. We stand side by side because of the grace of Jesus Christ and the blessing that he brought to anyone who believes in him.
Good stuff, Bob. Thank you for sharing that. It is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. And friends, check out our latest YouTube video by Bob Christopher. It's called, Are There Modern-Day Apostles and Prophets? And it addresses something called the New Apostolic Reformation. And I viewed it, Bob, on just before I came to the studio this afternoon, and it is very revealing. Just how dangerous is this heretical cult?
Well, it's dangerous because these folks are trying to bring back apostles and prophets, and they're trying to say that these apostles and prophets of today have the same authority that the 12 did, plus the Apostle Paul. They say that they are getting fresh revelation from God, and they are given the authority to direct the church, to govern the church, to implement the divine strategies that have been revealed to them so that the church can take over the world, can take over the seven pillars of society, can purify the world in such a way that it will usher in the return of Christ Jesus. Now, we don't see that in the Word of God. No. We don't see that in Scripture. What we see in Scripture is a call for us to be ministers of the new covenant, to be ministers of reconciliation, to carry out the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. That's the mission that was given to the church, and that mission is built upon the foundation of Christ Jesus and the apostles of old. So all that God wanted to reveal to us, he revealed to us through them, and so we're being built on top of that. So this modern-day new apostolic reformation is in disagreement with that. They are saying, oh, no, no, God is giving us fresh messages, and it's as authoritative today as what the apostles back then gave us. And I think that should raise a red flag for all of us to be aware of that. And it's getting a lot of people off course, off mission, off message.
Yeah.
And it's causing a lot of confusion. God is not the author of confusion. We just need to get back to the Word of God, contend for the faith that was once and delivered to the saints by those 12 apostles plus the Apostle Paul and the Apostle James.
All the information, the underlying information, is available on our YouTube site, basicgospel.net/YouTube. We hope you'll take advantage of these wonderful videos that Bob has produced, because they are very informative and very edifying. Another call, Bob, that came in off hours. Let's listen.
Good evening. My question concerns what is referred to as imprecatory prayers, and there are some in the Psalms. I was wondering, is it appropriate to pray to God that those who do such things, to kill babies, that we should ask that God bring judgment on them? Thanks a lot.
Well, that's a great question, and I think here's what I think. There's never been a harsher and more thorough statement of condemnation than the cross of Jesus Christ. We see in Romans 8, there in the first three or four chapters, that in Christ there's therefore no condemnation for those who walk after the Spirit and not the flesh. It says that we've been set free from the law of sin and death by the law of the Spirit of life.
Yeah.
And the reason that's so is because God did what we couldn't do. He condemned sin and sinful man through the death of Jesus Christ. So their judgment, their condemnation, a statement of condemnation was delivered, and there's not going to be a statement that we can make that could top that one. So I think we do what the apostles did back in the day. They simply proclaimed Jesus Christ. They proclaimed his death. That's the condemnation of sin. But they also proclaimed his burial and his resurrection, which is the offer of hope and mercy and life to those who will believe. So let's go about fulfilling our mission as ministers of reconciliation. Let's lift up the cross of Jesus Christ. Let's fulfill our mission as ministers of the new covenant. Let's offer the saving life of Jesus Christ. Let's go about our task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
Thanks, Bob. And friends, thank you for being with us today. If there's something you'd like us to talk about on tomorrow's broadcast, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. That's 844-322-2742. And please remember that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported program, and you can help by making a donation today at basicgospel.net. And when you make your gift, be sure to request your copy of the new CD series called Advance. It's our call to you, friends, to help us advance the gospel as you advance yourself in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And your gift today at basicgospel.net will help us do that. Again, please donate at basicgospel.net. Now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.